It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so today is Amazon Prime Day, or day one of two for Amazon Prime Days. And basically, if you don't, first of all, if you don't know what Amazon Prime is,
get out underneath your rock.
Exactly. You just come out of the rainforest after being in there for 20 years. Amazon Prime, probably the greatest online retailer, would you say a retailer?
I would say, yeah.
Shipping conglomerate, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They have everything and anything. And so they started doing this, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah,
it started with the cube. I am Amazon Prime.
Perfect. Fant, the lesser known Prime.
I think I
brother.
Might do that for Halloween.
Ooh, Amazon Prime?
Instead of Optimus? Yeah.
I am Amazon Prime.
I like that. And you could just make a body
of Amazon boxes.
What you need to do, dude.
It's a fantastic idea.
So you come out.
Yeah.
And then when you fold up, you're an Amazon Prime box.
Boom.
Dude,
yep.
No one can take that. If anyone steals it, you're a piece of shit. it's picked up here. But I want to talk about this. So Prime Day, they have, and a lot of people kind of gave a crap the first 2 years because it's like, okay, there wasn't that many great deals. It was kind of hard to navigate through because there's a lot of stuff.
Like
but,
the first 2 years, I was still like a full-blown eBay guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing Amazon Prime. It's more expensive. I get the two-day shipping. That's sweet. But you know what? I'm getting better deals on eBay.
Yep.
Whoo, the tables have turned.
I can't believe how much stuff I get off Prime.
Yeah.
And how easy it is. And that two-day shipping, man. I order something Monday. I got it Wednesday or Thursday. You know what I mean? That's insane.
I watched my FedEx guy lose weight from me just ordering so much stuff off of Amazon. I'm serious.
He used to be morbidly obese, he's in the best shape ever.
Like 2 years ago, he's like 270. Yeah. He's like 165 right now. And he's like, thank you, man, for ordering all of these packages.
I'm sure that's what he said. And your wife is going, I'm going to divorce you if you order one more thing. So, I want to talk about this because I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably scrolling through Amazon while they're listening to this maybe, or they're going to do it later on, get it on the deals. But it really is mind-boggling the juggernaut that Amazon has become. Jeff Bezos is worth billions of dollars. He just got divorced, and his wife is now like the 20th richest person in the world?
Yeah.
Just through the divorce, she got like $24 billion.
Well, they figured it out, man. It's first off, you get your stuff within 2 days if you're a Prime member. Second of all, the interface is extremely user-friendly and easy to navigate.
Reviews.
Second of all, it doesn't stop at packages. It goes to Amazon Video. It goes to Amazon Music. It goes to Amazon... Dude, they have everything now.
I pay the whatever it is a year. It's that I think it just went up. Now isn't it like
115
$120 bucks. But dude, it's worth it. Yeah. That 2 day shipping. Yeah. I am fine with 2 days. There now you can do some rush shipping. There was actually one thing I got not too long ago. It had
just came early.
It came. It was a day. I got it the next day.
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure they had it stocked at the distribution center outside of Chicago, in between Chicago and Milwaukee. And, you know, there's some places that you don't have that. We're lucky enough to be around big hubs that we get a lot of traffic coming through. But it's just astonishing to me how, dude, you can do monthly. You can have stuff scheduled to order on a certain day each week.
You know what's crazy is I ordered something on Amazon accidentally. I didn't mean to order it.
Yeah.
And so I went to go cancel it. And this was probably 20 minutes.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes after I accidentally ordered something to cancel it, which you can within a certain time. No, too late. Sorry, your order had already been processed and shipped.
That's nuts.
Like 20 minutes.
Nuts.
Like holy cow, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, they got robots. I get it, and boom. I mean, it's basically like the fast food of deliveries now.
It is pure insanity to me where this is and the day and age that we live in. You can have anything at your doorstep. Literally, I should say anything, but damn near anything at your doorstep in 2 days or less.
Does it make you nervous as in taken away from retail?
No, because I think retail will adjust. And to be honest, retail needs to adjust.
Yeah.
We live in a modern world. It's kind of the same thing, and I won't say the place, but that's cash only.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me nuts.
There's still a place that's cash only.
I've only been there once because when I pulled in there and they said I made my purchase or I made my order.
It's a big name store.
And it's not a store. It's not. I don't want to call it out. But I went there and got to the window, You can maybe guess where I'm going to. But and they're like, oh, sorry, we're cash only. And I'm like, forget it. I'm sorry. This day and age, dude, you can go to farmers markets and they have card swipers.
Yeah, your iPod. You can just buy something for
I'm not I'm not saying that we need to. It's, oh, the future is now. But it is now. And if you can't adapt, if you don't have an on-time retail store online, you're going to lose business.
Yeah, their idea is, well, if we have credit cards, they're going to charge me for using a credit card machine. We're going to save money by just doing cash. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're losing customers. It's way more way more lopsided than you think.
I'm sorry. In this day and age,
I never have cash.
Anybody can make a website, all right? Anybody can get a... I never do either. I feel bad, especially when it comes to like a place for like tipping and we go to things, weddings or stuff. I'm like, I don't have cash on me. I don't carry cash.
I don't feel bad about it either.
Yeah, like traveling too. I can cancel a credit card. I can't cancel a $500 envelope that I, you know, with money in there.
Right.
Dude, I hate it, man. I hate having cash on me. And in this modern world, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, no, I want it now. And here we go. Dude, you can go to any place, even in remote areas, and swipe a card and get what you want, and that's what it is. We're getting off into a different tangent here, but it's 2019. Amazon is just a pure juggernaut. I don't think it'll affect retail. Retail needs to learn to adapt because you can sell your retail on Amazon.
Yes,
you can sell your stuff on Amazon. Etsy and everything like that.
I think a lot of retail businesses are starting to price match Amazon too. Yeah. I've noticed. Like going to the store, I'm like, oh, it's the same exact price as Amazon.
I still do that.
They're looking at that.
I always tell Kiki, because Kiki sometimes wants to buy it right away. We're in the store and I'm like, well, let's go check online first and see. And now lots of places are very similar in price with what you
felt like
get.
A dick doing that, to be honest with you. I'm like in the store, like checking it on Amazon to see if I can get it cheaper. I shouldn't.
No. But it's work hard for your money. What's wrong? Absolutely. What's wrong with that?
I agree with
Dude,
you.
Dude, I've asked places if they match prices.
The only reason it makes me feel bad is it makes me feel like, okay, if I do get it off, I'm just contributing to not being able to come into the store ever again.
I get that, but also a lot of big box stores. I don't do that at like mom and pop shops. I'm not going on Amazon because you're
like
not going to
local businesses.
No, local business because it's not going to be on there. But big box stores, I check all the time. I'm talking about Dunham's, Walmart. I'll look and see if I can find a better.
And dude, you can get anything off of Amazon now. It's I just got a hot tub.
Dude, you can order food.
Yeah,
you can order food right there to your door.
To your door.
Amazon groceries, and Amazon actually has that grocery store that they tried out, and I think in. Where is it at? Maybe San Francisco, where it's no cashiers, nothing. You got stock boys and stuff like that, but otherwise you put your stuff in your cart. You don't have to check out. You literally just walk out and it's charged.
Yep.
Dude, it's nuts. It's pure insanity. Retail needs to, they need to adapt. Mm-hmm. That's what, Amazon is changing the game. Now here's another thing that I thought was interesting. Everyone was so worried about, you know, the Postal Service. I think Postal Service will change. However, the amount of work that has been given about, you know, not mailing things anymore. Now, FedEx, on the other hand, United States Postal Service, they'll deliver packages now. That will keep that industry alive in a different way. I still think snail mail will be a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. People will still send letters as a more of a nostalgic thing. But honestly, Hunter, when's the last letter you sent?
If you know if I've ever sent a letter.
When I have to mail stuff in, it drives me up the wall. Yeah. Like taxes and stuff. Perfect example, Michigan state taxes, you got to mail in. Your state tax, you got to mail in. And I'm like, no, you're going to make me write a check and mail that in?
I just put mine in a little bottle and put it on a pigeon.
Might as well.
You know,
for God's sakes, dude. No, everything needs to move to online. That's where I'm kind of at. And again, I am a retro guy. I love getting out of nature.
It's not bad to hold out. It's not bad to hold out. But there's a certain point where you just got to give. You got to give
for
in.
Certain things. Folks, email is an amazing thing. I am fine. I don't need to see a handwritten letter from you. It doesn't mean anything less if you handwrite it or if you send me an email. It's the words that count. You know,
the only thing I like about letters is the cash that's in between that envelope.
Tell you what, you can Venmo it. But you know, I think it's our grandparents' generation and our folks' generation and everything like that. But it's so crazy to me when I think about that. Amazon started as a book, like an online book purchasing place. It was an online library, And now look at it. It's worth billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars, and you right there in your phone.
I bet you I check Amazon once a day just to see for things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got stuff like in my wish list, like things that I can buy, you know.
Have you ever had something you couldn't find on Amazon?
There's been a few things. There's been a few specialty items, or maybe I didn't find the right thing. Like, I haven't seen good reviews with it, so I don't, you know, I'm not going to pull the trigger on it. Mm-hmm. But most things.
Another brilliant thing about Amazon, the reviews.
Yeah.
Let the customers tell
you. Oh, dude. And pictures, you can see that. And I know eBay's been around longer than Amazon. And eBay, you know, but what I don't like about eBay is it's from individual sources. You think about all the people that have gotten burned. Like, oh, yeah, I bought a new iPhone, but it was actually just a brick.
Right.
You know, they did it just for shipping weight, and I got it. And that's the only thing I don't like about that. But, no, I love Amazon. And I'm going to go explore today on Amazon Prime for Prime Days and see what kind of deals they got going on, because it's a game changer, bro. It really is.
It is.
It's nuts where we're at with it. So
right to your front door.
And again, it's with technology, we have to accept it for what it is. It'll be a part of our daily lives. Mm-hmm. It's going to continue to intertwine itself with everything that we do. Amazon Music now, man. I have Amazon Music on my phone, and literally all I have to do is say, "Hey Alexa, play
blah,
this,"
blah, blah.
And boom. Like that. I have my music at a whim, even with, you know, the radios and everything. I, you know, for the dogs, what I'll do is before I leave, I'll say, you know, "Hey Alexa, stream WIRX," mm-hmm. and it'll do it. And it's awesome. Then it plays out in the background, mm-hmm. you know, volume up, volume down, dude. And I can order stuff on that Amazon Echo that I have.
Is that what your dog calls in every morning?
As I, our only listener. I don't know. It's just crazy. Amazon Prime. It's just nuts.
Yeah, find your deals today, folks.
Today's the day. You know, get all your stuff. Maybe buy some headphones that you plug into your phone to listen to us with.
There you go.
While you're podcasting us. It'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And don't get Beats.
Yeah, no, don't waste your money on Beats. You know what? Go on Amazon, and you will literally find 1,000 other headphones that are just as good, if not better, than those stupid Beats headphones.
Yeah.
Beats by Dre. Garbage. All right, that's going to do it for our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Do Amazon Prime.
I am Amazon Prime.
It's not bad.
Yours was better.
Prime.